Hello, brothers and sisters. I'm Sister Ann Shields, and welcome again to Food for the Journey. A couple of days ago, I was recommending my book, More of the Holy Spirit, and I want to continue to recommend it, but I also want to say to you, to access that book, you need to go to our website, renewalministries.net. Renewal Ministries, plural. renewalministries.net. It's very simple. And then click on bookstore, and you can see this book as well as a number of my other books. But I particularly encourage you to read my book, More of the Holy Spirit, in this season. I think it will help you both to see the scope of the work of the Holy Spirit, reaching people from every land and tribe and tongue and people and nation, but also what the Holy Spirit is saying to you and to me, and how that work of the Holy Spirit is one, and how God wants to bring us into much deeper union with Him, that those, as I so often say, those who see us will find Him. That's what's most important. It's always being pointed to Him. I'm the servant. I'm the disciple. I am the son or daughter. I have a privileged place in God's kingdom, but I am a servant and a disciple as well. That's how Jesus was for us on this earth. Jesus, who was God Himself, was a servant to us in obedience to His Father for 33 years on this earth. So it should never be I'm more than a servant. I'm better. I'm this. I'm that. No, it's a great honor to be a servant of God. It's a tremendous, unspeakable honor to be His son or daughter. So I really would encourage you, if you can, read my book, More of the Holy Spirit. See what God is saying to you in your life. And that's available on our website, renewalministries.net. All right, the first reading today continues to be the first letter of Peter, and I again would urge you, since we've been reading this epistle daily now for several days, really would urge you to go back and read the first letter of St. Peter. Read the whole thing in its entirety. It's full of passion and zeal. It's full of great love for God. It's full of encouragement and correction and direction so that people draw closer to Him, that they become more His disciples. I really encourage you, take some time with the first letter of Peter. Today we take from chapter 2 of that letter, chapter 2, verses 2 to 5 and 9 to 12. Beloved, like newborn infants, long for pure spiritual milk, so that through it you may grow into salvation. For you have tasted that the Lord is good. Come to Him, a living stone, rejected by human beings, but chosen and precious in the sight of God. Jesus is the cornerstone. In one analogy, he's the cornerstone. He's the pivotal piece. He was chosen. He was precious in the sight of God, and yet we ignored Him. What we want to be, says Peter, we want to be like living stones. Let ourselves be built to a spiritual house, to be a holy priesthood, to offer spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Jesus Christ. That's who we want to be. That's what we want to be. Isn't it? Don't say I'm too busy. If you're too busy, you're not to pay attention to this. You're not focused on the right things. Take them to God. If you say, but I have to do this and I have to do that and I have to do the other thing, it's not optional. All right, then take those needs before God and say to the Lord, teach me how to manage my time so that you have first place in my life. Teach me how to do this. Really? God will help you. Don't you think He would help you? Knowing that you want to draw closer to Him, that you want to reprioritize some things, don't you think He wants that for you? He's called us to be a spiritual house, to offer spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God. You are a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people of His own, so that you may announce the praises of him who called you out of darkness into his wonderful light. I love that verse, that you may announce the praises of him who called you out of darkness into his wonderful light. He called me out of darkness. He calls all of us out of darkness into his light. And his light not only enables us to see clearly, his light nourishes us. It warms us. It penetrates our mind. It redirects our thinking. It reprioritizes. It's living. It's light, and it's living. I am the light of the world, said Jesus. Let his light shine in you. Once you were no people, but now you are God's people. You had not received mercy, but now you have received mercy. We all have. Beloved, I urge you as aliens and sojourners to keep away from worldly desires that wage war against the soul. That's why I was saying so much last week, pay attention to what you read. Pay attention to what you watch. Pay attention to conversations that you hear or participate in. Every way in which you allow things into yourself, pay attention to it. Take 2 or 3 days and pay attention to all the things that in some way affect your thinking or affect your mood, so to speak. Just jot them down on a piece of paper. And once you've gotten that list, you say, oh, I don't have any time to listen to anything. You'd be amazed at how much you hear. Jot it down, all the ways in which you receive information or you receive thoughts or whatever from other people, from other sources. Write them down. And then ask yourself in each of those areas, do they build me up? Do they give me more faith? Do they call me on to Christ? Then what do I need to drop? Yes, there are things that we watch or we listen to that are fun and they make us laugh a lot. And they renew us or they restore us. That's fine. Not comedy that tears other people down, though. Don't pay attention to that. But just good, rich laughter about life itself. It can be very much fun and it renews us. Good music. What do you listen to? Music affects the spirit. Does the music you listen to, it doesn't mean it has to be all religious music. Does the music you listen to elevate you, strengthen you, console you? Or does the music you listen to, is it ragged and loud and really not music at all? It's more noise. What are you letting into your heart and soul? We need to pay attention. I urge you as aliens and sojourners to keep away from worldly desires that wage war against the soul. Maintain good conduct among the Gentiles so that if they speak of you as evildoers, they may observe your good works and then glorify God on the day of visitation. Come with joy, says Psalm 100. Come with joy into the presence of the Lord. Enter his gates with thanksgiving, his courts with praise. Give thanks to him. That ought to be part of your daily prayer. Is it? And the Gospel of Mark, chapter 10, verses 46 to 52. As Jesus was leaving Jericho with his disciples and a sizable crowd, Bartimaeus, a blind man, the son of Timaeus, sat by the roadside begging. On hearing that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to cry out, and Jesus, Son of David, have pity on me. And many rebuked him, telling him to be silent. But he kept calling out all the more, Son of David, have pity on me. Jesus stopped and said, call him. So they called the blind man, saying to him, take courage, get up. Jesus is calling you. He threw aside his cloak, sprang up, and came to Jesus. And Jesus said to him in reply, what do you want me to do for you? The blind man replied to him, Master, I want to see. And Jesus told him, go your way. Your faith has saved you. Immediately he received his sight and followed him on the way. Look at a couple of things, brothers and sisters. First of all, look at Bartimaeus crying out to God. When you're really in terrible straits, do you cry out to God? Really cry out to him, Jesus, have pity on me. Jesus, show your mercy to me. Jesus, help me through this situation. Do you cry out to God? You should. Cry out to God. He may help you through another person or through a change of events. He may help you in some direct ways. But you never find out if you say, oh, well, God never talks to me. Have you really cried out to the living God? Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me. And Jesus stopped when he heard that. He heard that it was a genuine cry. It wasn't just verbiage. It was a genuine cry. And he said, call him. So they called the blind man. Take courage. Get up. Jesus is calling you. He threw aside his cloak. He answered immediately. He sprang up and he came to Jesus. Some people must have had to help him. And Jesus said to him in reply, what do you want me to do for you? And the blind man replied to him, Master, I want to see. Jesus told him, go your way. Your faith has saved you. Immediately he regained his sight. He received his sight and followed him on the way. So when we cry out to God, and when we experience God answering our prayer, that's only one half. And oftentimes we walk away. We just walk away. Remember the lepers who were cleansed? Only one came back to thank God. The rest just went on. Nothing changed them. They were very happy that they were freed of their leprosy, but there's nothing in Scripture that tells that they came to follow him. What do you do when something good has happened to you? Just say, thanks, Jesus, good. Or do you really come to him and thank him? Do you really turn to him and thank him? We need to do that. God, like all the creatures he made, are very, very touched by gratitude. We want to be in that same position. We want to thank him for what he has done for us. And part of how we thank him is not just, oh, thank you, Jesus, and then we go back to our normal way of doing things. It says here, he followed him on the way. Jesus is the way. Jesus says, I am the way. So followed him on the way means following Jesus. They had been healed and they followed Jesus. They didn't just say, thank you, Jesus, and then go back to their life normal as it was, and perhaps far from God. When we say thank you to God, what God wants for Thanksgiving is that our lives are more and more conformed to his, that we act like him, think like him, speak like him. That's the work of the Holy Spirit, brothers and sisters. Call upon him many times a day. God bless you. Brothers and sisters, I have a new booklet on the mercy of God available to you. It is entitled The Mercy of God and the Joy Repentance Brings. I really urge you to read it. You can access it and receive it free by calling 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. The Mercy of God and the Joy Repentance Brings. God bless you.